Next, we have a presentation from the chief executive of Nobex Technologies, a mobile publishing platform for radio. This presentation will show us a new way to look at mobile metrics and new insights that can be gained for radio stations that are distributing on mobile platforms. Please join me in welcoming the CEO of Nobex Technologies, Gadi Mazur.
And between audience and food, so I'll try to be short also in terms of time. The main part of the presentation will focus on insights and metrics gained from mobile devices. I want to start by setting the stage and tell you in 60 seconds a bit about Nobex Partners. It's a program we launched about a year and a half ago that allows individuals or network stations to come to our site and basically within a few minutes create their own branded versions, white label applications across the board, across the four platforms. And then they get a highly social application that integrates their Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud account into the application. It's basically a state-of-the-art application, again, across the board that speaks the language and the content of the station. We launched that, as I said, about a year and a half ago. We have about 900 stations in the US, 300 in Spain that joined the platform, Indonesia with 150, Ecuador with over 100. And in total, we published about 600 applications per month with stations in 94 countries. And again, about half a billion streaming sessions done through the platform in the last year and a half. The main point, and actually the presentation came about after a session we had in Atlanta, where we talked about mobile, and we said that mobile is not just another distribution method of your existing content. Mobile can be an eye-opener in terms of opening and providing information and analytics and insights that are not available to the broadcaster with a one-to-many broadcast without any feedback loop with the audience. And I'll focus on one example, but leave you with some suggestions of where we are heading and where mobile in general can contribute to this. So when a station, for instance, comes to our portal and sign in, they see the exact, I picked one of our German stations as an example throughout, and they see basically the exact location and time in which a user started to listen. They see the real-time number of listeners through our platform, through our app, within the app, and we have the playlist information. Again, this of course feeds to the app, but we know the combination of what song is playing and how many listeners you had in that exact time when the song started and the song ended. I'll get back to this in a second. So, in this case, the song is now playing. This song is now playing with 33 listeners. A new song just came in, so this became the number two song in the playlist. And if I scroll down, for instance, then this song actually started with 33 listeners coming from the song before it and ended with 37, an increase of 12% of listenership during that time of the song. It's not significant statistically if you look at just this case, but I'll come back to this in a minute. And then when they go to the reports, and they go, of course they get the usual reports of the usual analytics that most platforms and most streamers provide you with, you know, how many streaming sessions you had per day, per hour of the day, how many streaming minutes per day, download of the station apps, et cetera, et cetera. But it starts to get interesting when you look at the playlist information, and that's an example that I'm going to focus on. So first of all, again, we know at any given point what song was playing and exactly how many listeners were listening through the platform at the given time. So we can show you your top songs, not just from the, say, 4,000 BBC Radio 1 songs played over a month, how many times they played each song, but also how many listeners cumulative you had for each one of the songs. So per week, what you see here is the number one song in each one of the last 4 weeks in terms of listenership that you actually provided to that song by playing it multiple times at different hours, counting how much listenership you had. And that's the list goes for, again, the 10 songs. And it gets even more interesting if you actually try to create a score of engagement with the score. engagement with the storm. So the whole platform is we have a client that reports to the server, not just to play the user is listening now, stop listen, but everything that the user did in the platform. So you know per song how many listeners you had at the beginning of the song, at the end of the song. Presumably, and that's what we're seeing from the data, is if it's a good song, if it's an engaging song, the people that started listening to the song tend not to leave during that song. They tend to stay for the duration of the song and maybe later. New people join randomly. They don't necessarily, and I'll get that back to this, they might actually know what song is playing even without being in the app, but theoretically they don't necessarily know. And so new people join. The people that are there, if the song is engagement, is kept in the song, so you are gaining audience during the song. The flip side, of course, is that if that's a turn-off song, then people are leaving. So people are joining because they join anyways, but people are leaving during the song. So you can look at that. You can see the likes that the user did in a song, and that adds the song to the favorites. And this, by the way, gives us, and that's a side note, this gives us a way to push messages to the user when the station plays the song. So if you like the song in the app, then when the station replays that song 2 days later, you'll get an immediate push message that says, your station is now playing the song that you like. This drives them back to the app. And if you look at all mobile apps and all mobile usage, pushing and kind of making the app contextual to the user is the number one parameter for engagement and kind of reuse of the app. Think about navigation, think about push email. So pushing messages to the user of songs that he liked is a major driver of people back to the app. This is, of course, a lot of an indication also about the engagement with the song. So this comes into the score that we have for the engagement. And then social actions, of course, the volume change, if he upped or increased or decreased the song, that's an indication of engagement with the song. Whether the app was in the background and brought to the foreground so that he wanted to see what's actually being played and seeing the album cover, that's part of the score. And whether he listened over the speakerphone or the earpiece, that's again all measurement of engagement. And if you then build that into the numbers and into the statistics, you can actually show for the last 4 weeks what were the top engaging songs in your audience, okay? Which is different than the list of listened to songs, which you determine by the time and placement of the songs. Now we measure statistically over time, over again the weeks, what are the most engaging songs, kind of your top charts in terms of performance with your audience, and the turn-off songs, so basically what songs drove listeners off the station. So again, number one here is not a good place to be in. That's the song that most listeners were turned off by, again, with this measurement of all the different things that they did, including listenership, like, etc., etc. And to make it, I'll come back to this song in a second, the Bruno Mars song, but to make everything kind of actionable, you can finish with a playlist performance chart, and I want to explain this. Every dot here, that takes statistics of the last 30 days of listenership and plays on that station. Every dot here is basically one song. So this song, for instance, is a song that was played 59 times. That's what the horizontal axis shows. It was played 59 times, and the average score over those 59 times was a positive 2-point-something score. Okay, this is statistically, the green dots are when the score, the average, is actually statistically significant. So this is only two scores, but averaged over 59 times, that's significant. Again, another example of an engaging song that was played rightfully many times. This, and again, I promise that I'll come back to this song. This song is actually a song that was played not too many times, 5 times, but on average was losing in terms of song, in terms of that combination of all the parameters. Okay, so that's an example of a song that you might want to play less. This, again, was losing less in terms of the score, but played more times, so even though the average is kind of lower or in absolute terms lower, so it's not as extreme as Bruno Mars. It's still significantly turn off song, and these songs are songs that are engaging to the user. They are actually gaining users or gaining likes, or again all that combination that you might actually play less than what you want to play. So those guys in the kind of top left corner are songs that you might want to play more times because those are your engaging song. So this is just one example of what mobile, the architecture of really getting all kinds of input from the mobile client to a backend driven by big data analysis can gain not just statistics of what's going on, but also insights. It's what working and not what. And I'll leave you with one idea here. What I showed here in terms of playlists was basically per station playlist performance. If we now aggregate that on our side across 5,000 stations, we have a measurement of music engagement, song engagement, that is passive by what the users had, what the users did in the apps across the board, across 94 countries, without us needing them to be active in terms of voting or in terms of liking, etc. It's all, I mean, they might like, and that gives kind of, that's part of the score, but even just that they left the song or joined the song, it's an indication of that. So if radio is kind of the first line of song discovery for the industry, for the listeners, it can potentially also be what provides the industry with a better measurement of engagement to the music industry and not just within the radio industry. Thank you very much.